Hey there, Central Florida. Welcome into another edition of On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. We are here taking your calls right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Financial Times calls them one of the top 300 firms in the country, and you can join them live on the airwaves right now, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. 580-9326. We are joined by the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, and Denise Kovach. They are both certified financial planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And what kind of questions will we be fielding on the show today?
Well, Denise and I are here, as we have been for more than 30 years, to answer any questions that might be on our listeners' minds. You know, as we say in our intro, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, and wake up at age 55 years old and find out what we might have is a collection of financial accidents. So we're here to kind of clean up those questions that might be on your mind. You know, we have to make decisions about our 401k, about a mutual fund that we're looking at, about a reverse mortgage, about refinancing your mortgage, about annuities, life insurance, long-term health care, IRAs, 401ks, stocks, bonds. All that stuff, these are the things that Denise and I and 10 other Certified Financial Planner professionals do for our clients day in and day out at the Certified Financial Group for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions about anything that might be on your mind, things that you might have heard, things you want to talk about, Bitcoin, whatever it might be, we are here. So give us a call, because the good news for you on this rainy weekend, Saturday morning, starting out to be kind of a crummy day. It looks like it might be coming all the way through the holiday.
I think so. Yeah. About a 60% chance of rain today, tomorrow, Monday. And then we've got Elsa out there. I think she's turning into a tropical storm, but not really sure yet.
It's that time of year.
Yes, it is.
It's that time of year. Anyway, so we are here. And the good news for you, excuse me, this is live radio, is that the lines are absolutely wide open. So if you have any questions, pick up the phones and dial these numbers.
844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Those lines are wide open right now, 844-580-WDBO. And while we get ready for people to line up their calls here, we can go ahead and dive into our topic of the day today. And it is fitting for the holiday, the let's make our 4th of July a financial independence day and consider what may derail your retirement and then make necessary changes.
Yeah, you know, revisit your progress each 4th of July, too. So think about it today and this time next year. Think about it again. It's a time that maybe it's a date.
Dates.
You know, that's easy to think, well, I got to sit down and think of it, you know, about this stuff. You know, there's a reason we celebrate the 4th of July, you know, becoming independent. You know, that was more than 200 years ago. Yet, may I ask you, do you feel independently secure?
Financially independent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. In the way that you prepared for your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nearing retirement?
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to wonder if you have enough money?
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Got it.
In a research that was conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute, only 30% of the participants that responded said that they were very confident that they would have enough money for a comfortable retirement.
I believe. In fact, I'm surprised it's even that high, 30%.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they really thought about what it's going to take to get to and through or through your retirement years, if people really understood it, they'd be less confident.
Well, Axe, you got that right. And only 60% said that preparing for retirement stresses them out. How many of your clients have you met over the years that took a little bit of while to get the information, to wrap your arms around their situation, and to help them along, if you will?
You know what you've seen and I've seen and other certified financial planners with the group have seen over the years is that people generally don't come in to see us until they're feeling some kind of financial discomfort.
Anxiety,
some pain. All of a sudden they wake up and say, you know, retirement's not too far away, and are we really ready to do it? And it's that, you know, when you hit that tipping point that they come to see us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of. I believe there's nothing that we haven't seen in over 40 years now that we have not seen, and we are here to help you. That's what Denise and I and the 10 other CFPs do, and I know you've got more to cover that, but we've got a caller coming in, I see. Right, Chris?
Yes, we do. We've got Bill calling in from right here in Orlando. So let's transition over to the phone lines and welcome Bill onto the show.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Hi, what's up? Thanks for the call.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is kind of a basic one, so I apologize in advance for my inexperience. But I've been with my company for about 15 years, and we've We've always had a 401k option, which I've been contributing to. And recently, they've opened it up to be, they have the option to have a Roth 401k as opposed to the standard 401k. And I've been debating, well, is this a good move? Is this a bad move? What should I do with my current situation? I'm about 35 years old, about 15 years in with the company. Don't plan on switching companies if that makes a difference, but that's where I stand right now.
Okay, that's, well, before we answer the question, let me address how you prefaced your question in that you said this was simple or whatever, forget how you said it. This is for our audience. And as we say in the intro, they don't teach us this stuff in school.
Mm-mm.
You know, we try to figure it out. We talk to a coworker. We read Kiplinger. We watch CNBC. We listen to people on the radio all weekend long. And boy, there are some really wackos out there, I can tell you that, that want to give you advice, want to sell you some stuff. And so you go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, and you really don't know and you're confused. And oftentimes that confusion leads to not doing anything. And so life goes on, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and all of a sudden you look back and say, where'd those years go? So we appreciate your call, and we appreciate all of our listeners' calls, because there's nothing, I guarantee if it's on your mind, it's out there with 648 other people that are listening that just don't want to pick up the phone or can't pick up the phone. So getting to your question, should you do the Roth? That depends. It depends on what your income is. Right? Are you married?
I am.
Okay. Depending on what your income is, here's our general rule. We believe that you should not use a Roth if you are in more than a 12% tax bracket, which right now jumps you from the 12% to the 22% tax bracket. Mm-hmm. Do you know what tax bracket you're in, Bill?
I don't off the top of my head. It's definitely something I should know, but I
said there. No, not believe me. I guarantee you that 98% of our listeners have no idea what tax bracket they're in. Let me tell you where you are. If you're married filing a joint return, and if your taxable income is over $81,000, you are then in the 21% tax bracket. Now, your taxable income is after your standard deduction. So take your income, your wife's income, subtract the rate to $25,000, $26,000, or whatever it might be for your standard deduction. And then you've got your taxable income. And if you're over that amount, over 81 grand, then you don't want to do, in my estimation, you don't want to do a Roth.
And let me expand on that and why we feel that way. Go ahead, Bill, first, please. You were saying?
I was just saying understood. Thank you. That's a very helpful line to draw.
Well, let me kind of expand on that, if you don't mind, Bill. One of the reasons we feel like that is we can take advantage of what we know in the tax law today. So if you are in that 22% tax bracket, like Joe was just saying, then it might behoove you to go ahead and make those pre-tax contributions. So let's say you put in $1,000 into your traditional 401k, and you're in that 22% tax bracket, you just saved yourself approximately $2,200. That's sort of generic, but that's exactly how that works. So we take advantage of the tax law we know today. We can't predict what tomorrow is going to bring as much as we'd like to. But how I feel, and I don't know if the rest of the planners feel the way I do, is at the end of the day, what's going to happen to us people, you know, those of us who have Roth IRAs, and we go to take distributions, are they still going to be tax-free distributions? I remember back in the 80s when Social Security benefits were tax-free benefits to everybody. Well, then all of a sudden the rules changed. I think the IRS needed a little bit more money to fund more whatever it was that they were doing. So they means-tested Social Security benefits. And that means if you make X amount of dollars or over this, then so much of your Social Security benefits are going to be taxed. Are they going to do this with Roth IRAs? I don't know. I would think if they need the money, they would go for this pool of money. Absolutely. So another thing to consider.
So here's what Denise is saying. What you're doing by doing the Roth is you're giving up a guaranteed tax deduction today for a promise of tax-free income in the future, and there's no guarantee that it'll always be tax-free. So once again, if you're in the 22% or higher tax bracket, grab that tax deduction, which is the bird in the hand versus the bird in the bush, you know, and bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, right? That's what they say.
If you say so.
Yeah. In fact, let me direct you to an article that I wrote some time ago. It's still valid. I wrote it for Kiplinger. It's Roth, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Roth, a wolf in sheep's clothing. You can Google it. And it'll tell you what you may want to consider if you're looking at a Roth. In fact, you bring up an interesting point, Bill. I was on the way in. I'm always listening to talk radio on the weekend to see what other folks are saying and doing out there. And there's 101 guys today out there on the radio acting as so quote-unquote fiduciaries, offering to send you free checklists, free guides, free whatever, whatever, whatever. This was the pitch. You know, in fact, this is exactly how they said it. They said we had a client that had $500,000 in their IRA. That's all they had. And they ran the numbers. Some actuary ran the numbers. And the actuary came back and said, if you leave the money in the IRA and take it out as required with your required minimum distributions, you will pay $310,000 in taxes over your lifetime. Okay, and that's designed to scare the hell out of you and, frankly, to get you concerned about taxes and then do something. Well, what you're going to do and what they want you to do is to convert it into a life insurance policy.
Oh, Lord.
You know, to cash it out, pay the taxes today. They say, you know, pay a little bit of money on the seed, not on the tree. Pay the taxes today, but then you get all this tax-free income going forward. What you forget is the fact, if you cash out $500,000 in IRA, particularly if you're doing a lump sum, which hopefully you wouldn't do that, but that money that's gone to the IRS is lost forever, not mm-hmm. earning anything. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, you got to be very, very careful about these people that want you to convert it to a Roth. There's a lot of gimmicks out there to sell insurance. And this is where you want to be very, very careful. So, you know, that's our words of advice for this morning. Bill, you have any other questions?
That's it. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful.
Okay, we really appreciate your call, and thanks an awful lot for listening, and have a great holiday weekend.
And try to stay dry.
Stay dry.
Absolutely, Bill. Appreciate you kicking off the show that way. If you want to take a line, you can, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. We are live. You want to join us at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326 is the number to call in. You can also check us out on Facebook.com/OnTheMoneyFL. You can watch live and interact that way by leaving a comment in the Facebook comment section. We'll talk about it live on the air, but the easiest way is through those phone lines right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Let's go to those phone lines here. We've got George calling in on this day. George, welcome to the show.
Good morning, George.
Hey, George.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. What's
great.
Up?
So I got a little bit of one on the lighter side for you. It's clean, but it's funny. You know, this robocalls that bug you to death all day long?
Oh, yeah.
And then they come and they want to sell you a burial plot and death, and they come to the, well, who do you want to leave your money to, your parents, your brother, sister, whatever? I said, no. I said, my pushy cat. They say, what? I said, yeah, you heard me, my pushy cat.
There you go.
Well, you can't do that. They say, so I say, well, why not? Leona Hamsley left her fortune to her dog.
That's
so
right.
You can do it.
That's right.
And that'll teach them.
There you go. So you're still getting the calls, George? You're still getting, they're still calling you, huh?
Man, every day.
I know.
How can you block that, you know?
I know. Well, if it's an unidentified call, I don't answer it. Do you?
Well,
what do
no,
you do?
I don't either. But the thing is, if you do block it, and I've tried this on several different occasions, they will call back on a different number.
Oh,
it'll be the
number?
Same yeah. three numbers, like very similar to my phone number.
Uh-huh.
So the 407 and the blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
But the last four digits will be different. So they'll continue to call. I don't know how to get rid of them.
Well, I don't answer them. If it's identified, comes up on my phone, it's identified. I don't recognize the number. I don't answer
it. Is that why you don't ever answer my phone call?
Well, if you were in my contact list, I would answer it. But if you're not, like you were in my contact list, I always answer your calls. You know that. You know that.
This is a test. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, George, and you have yourself a great holiday weekend. I know we want to get back to Denise's topic here on, I'm sorry, cut you off there. We had our first call.
You know, we have priorities here, and I get it. I was talking about things that people can do to derail their retirement, okay? So one of the things is you need to decide what kind of lifestyle you want to live.
Yeah.
That's going to make a big difference because some lifestyles are easier to fund than others, such as it won't take a big financial investment to perhaps bake cookies, you know?
For a living?
For a living.
Oh, well.
The investment's not going to be as much as, let's say, if somebody wants to jet set around the world.
There you go.
So the lifestyles, I mean, each of those are great, okay?
You got to have a passion for it.
But you do. There's nothing wrong with either lifestyle, but you need to know
what you're going to do.
What you're going to do, and you need to plan for it, because if you don't, you're not going to have the funds to enjoy the things that you want to do.
Yep.
I think a big thing in retirement are it's medical expenses.
Oh, that's the biggest.
You know, yep. People need to consider medical expenses, and they're very expensive. They're unpredictable, I should say. And as we get older, I should know, our bodies begin to break down a little bit.
Speaking of medical expenses and older, let's bring up our upcoming workshop, which is July the 31st.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. July 31st at our offices in Altamont Springs. Gary Abley is going to be doing his famous Medicare, everything you need to know about Medicare and long-term health care and all those things that you face when you turn 65 and you go off of your employer's plan. I can tell you, when you turn 65, your mailbox explodes with solicitations for medical insurance. And there are 101 different ways in which to skin that cat. Gary is an expert in this. And if you wanted to sign up for that, that's July 31st at our office in Altamont Springs. At the new time, by the way, is from 11 to 1 because starting next week, our executive producer here, Mr. Kyle Cassandra, tells me that we're going to be broadcasting from our new studio in our new offices. So we'll be broadcasting live from 9 to 10. Then Gary will kick off his workshop from 11 to 1, and I'm sure he will be serving a lunch. But that's the one that fills up fast. We can only accommodate about 25 folks in our new learning center, we call it, with state-of-the-art facilities. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. You can make a reservation right there and book your spot. And then on the week before that, I believe Rodney Ownby is going to be doing a workshop on everything you want to know about mutual funds.
That is correct. Again, it's from 11 until 1. And you can register online. Go to our website at financialgroup.com and go to events, and right down there, just put your info in and voila.
Hope to see you there.
Yes, absolutely. And we still got phone lines open, and we can take your calls right here, right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. We are live here in the studio, and you can join us at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead and give us a call. Join us live if you want to hit us up. In the meantime, though, we've got some great things to talk about. I do want to hear a little about Score My Funds before we dive back into Denise's topic there. So let's go ahead and start with that.
Score My Funds is an opportunity for our listeners to get more information about the quality of the individual mutual funds or ETFs they may hold, either in their IRA, their 401k, or in a brokerage account. And what it does is it scores. This is what we provide for our clients on a regular basis. This is how we select the investments and how we monitor them. Looking at each investment, 11 distinct data points, everything from manager tenure to expenses to performance on a 1, 3, and 5 year basis, looking at alpha and Sharpe ratios, style drift, and things that really affect the quality of a fund and give you an idea of where it, you know, certainly show you where it's been and kind of give you an idea whether or not you want to keep it. So if you'd like to have your funds scored absolutely free, we're doing this for our listeners, go to scoremyfunds.com. scoremyfunds.com. There's be a pull down menu, and you simply type in the tickers. The ticker is the 4 or 5 letter symbol that you might have for the fund, or 3 letters for an ETF, and you punch it in. And if you don't know it, there's a pull down menu that'll, you just put in the name, it'll tell you what that ticker is, put it in there, and we will shoot you a report with one. Well, this holiday weekend, we'll get it to you early next week. No obligation, and it'll show you exactly what your funds are doing or how they've been and how they compare versus their peers, which is the most critical thing you want. And what we're seeing, I don't know about you, Jindy, I don't know how recently you've looked at them, but a lot of folks are loaded up on what has done well recently. And that's growth, right?
Correct.
And we all know what's going to happen.
It changes.
It changes. And if you're all loaded up on one style, when it's good, it's great. And when it's bad, you wondered what happened. And so what you want is diversification. And we can talk about that as well. We'll send you what we call an investment questionnaire to kind of point you in the right direction to really determine what kind of investor you are, whether you're conservative or aggressive or something in between. But it all starts with scoremyfunds.com. And you can fill that in, and it's absolutely free. And we've had a lot of our listeners take advantage of it, and we encourage you to do the same. No obligation. And if you'd like to follow up with us as a follow-up as how you might be able to improve the efficiency of your portfolio and get better investments for lower cost, that's exactly what we do for our clients, working with our clients as a fiduciary.
And if you just
Score my funds.
And if you want to give a call to the office, by the way, Rodney Ownby's there taking calls off
yes.
air if it's something you
Thank
don't
you
want
for
to
mentioning
discuss
that.
On
yes.
air.
You Rodney is there. Rodney, in addition to being a certified financial planner, as all the planners are at Certified Financial Group, he is also a CPA, and he's got a depth of knowledge, and he's there prepared to take calls for you if you want an in-depth question. And if he doesn't answer, it means he's talking to someone else. So if you will leave your number, he promises to get back to you before the morning is over. So just give him a call right now at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Rodney's doing the workshop on the 24th, everything you want to know about mutual funds but didn't know who to ask.
I think he is.
Yeah, so you'll get a chance to talk to Rodney if you dial those numbers. And once again, go to our website, financialgroup.com. As Denise said, click on events, and you can register for the workshops. They're going to be live from 11 to 1, new times right now, and we hope to see you there. So that's it.
That's right. Because we're opening up our new studio.
We are,
in the
yes,
office. So
yes.
While we're airing from 9 to 10, they don't want to be having a conference going on. So they've changed it to 11 to 1 to accommodate that. So that's a good thing.
Yep, good thing. Good thing. So you've got some more of your talk up here we kind of jumped into because we had the call.
We started with, we're talking about retirement and things that people can do to derail.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yep.
Okay? Starting off with, we need to determine the type of lifestyle we want to live so we can fund it, right?
Right, exactly.
Second of all, we got into medical expenses. It's going to be an expensive and unpredictable expense, right? And as I know, our bodies begin to break down as we age.
Yes, it does.
So if you're fortunate, you might only need a few visits to the doctor, but there's others that are not so fortunate, and even people who might have a family history of severe illness. So you need to factor that into your retirement, and the best you can do is equip yourself with real good insurance and budget accordingly. And estimates have a medical cost averaging about $250,000 throughout retirement,
yes.
And that's edging upwards.
Yep. So per individual.
Correct. So that's another, but we need to save now and not later. Let's not keep up with the Joneses, and don't live outside of your means. Differentiate what you need from what you want, and prioritize those expenses, okay, by what is essential to you. And find room for a rainy day fund. I know I talk with people, about emergency funds, a rainy day fund. And Denise, there's no earnings there. I can't make any money there. I don't want to put my money there. Well, that's not the purpose of it.
Exactly.
It would be nice if we could earn 3 or 4% or whatever on our money market funds. But the purpose of it is if we lose a job, we've got money to pay for our expenses. If we need a new roof, we don't have to put it on the credit card or the equity line of credit. We've got a pool that we can get into easily. It's liquid, and it takes care of the problem. So, if you're not retired yet, between 3 and 6 months worth of your expenses should be in an emergency fund. And I suggest keeping between 1 and 2 years in an emergency fund for those who are retired, so that you don't have to sell your securities in a down market when that happens.
Right.
Not if, but when that happens,
right?
And don't wing it. You got to have a plan. And this is something Joe and I and the other planners in the office, we do day in and day out. So a plan is like a compass. If you use it correctly, you'll always know where you are, and you'll always know where you're going. So it'll tell you how much you need from year to year and where to find that money to replace your paycheck.
Right.
It'll also tell you how long your money will last. Okay. It needs to be updated, all right, because these are projections based on the now,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it will need to be updated every year or every couple of years, or especially when things change in your financial situation. But you need to include inflation assumptions, rate of return assumptions, taxes. So there's a whole lot more to it. So all of these can help keep you on course. Another situation that I find, unfortunately, quite frequently, is a situation where parents with grown children help them depend on them daily. For their expenses.
Bad news.
Yeah. Or parents are paying off the student loans or what have you. This can derail your retirement too. And I suggest that, I know all situations are very different. And I mean no disrespect when I talk about the children in this regard. But, you know, when it comes to gifting or lending money to your children, always make sure you're okay first.
Otherwise, they'll be taking care of you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Maybe.
If that's the case. You know, your kids have many more years than you do to take care of their retirement dreams. So don't feel stingy about that. And know that you're giving your kids a gift, that of financial independence.
Exactly, exactly.
So those are the items I suggest, you know, you be cautious about and think about as you know, near retirement or as you are in retirement.
You mentioned plan, and this is what we do for our clients day in and day out. We look at where you are today with your income, with your assets, where it is you want to go, what your lifestyle is. There's no right or wrong. Everybody wants to maintain their lifestyle and then some in their retirement years, factoring in inflation, factoring taxes, vacations, buying the condo, all the things that you want to do during lifetime. And then we show you what it's going to take to get there. And then we do what-if scenarios. What if we did this? What if we did that? How much we have to save? How much we have to earn? All those things go into planning. And oftentimes we're asked, well, what does it cost? I can tell you that our planning fees are very, very reasonable. But I can also tell you, you don't want to go with the cheapest.
Well, sometimes you get what you pay for.
There's no doubt about that. We have seen that time and time again. People will offer to do planning for you for free. And if you want to give me a call, I can tell you where the hook is in that deal. But anyway, we're glad to sit down with you. Well, we do financial planning. We've been doing it now for over 40 years. We're in the third generation of our clients here in Central Florida. Denise and I and the 10 other certified financial planners are required to work with our clients as fiduciaries because we are certified financial planners. There is a distinction, and this is one of the things I think we have to educate the public about. Because anybody, as you know, can call themselves a financial planner.
That they can, but they haven't gone through the rigorous training and education. And the code of ethics and all of that.
All the stuff that's required.
And code of ethics, that's huge because it takes the CFP designation, takes us to a higher level of being a fiduciary for our clients. And not only are we CFPs, but we're accredited investment fiduciaries.
You know, I keep forgetting to mention that. And that's I have done the study because, as you know, we're looking to hire three more certified financial planners in the office, and we're very close to hiring all three. And when we did the study, we had the list of all the certified financial planners in Central Florida, but only a handful of us are both certified financial planners and accredited investment fiduciaries. And that's a unique combination, and I'm proud that all of our folks are both CFPs as well as accredited investment fiduciaries.
So, well, and I'm honored that the firm is CFAX certified.
I am too.
Okay, so Center for Fiduciary Excellence, which... You know, I think less than 1% of the firms nationwide are a member of this organization. And as I said to Joe, I consider it to be an honor because there's audits that go on a yearly basis. They come in and look at how we manage money, how we work with our clients. Are we being fiduciaries? How our business transacts with you as our clients? And they're hardcore. They come in and they get in our books and our business.
They will be in for their annual audit next month, as a matter of fact.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so am I going on vacation?
It's an annual routine, and we're proud to have that designation. So anyway, that's what we're all about. So I know we've got some text questions. Are we up against the clock here, Chris? I can't see you.
Yeah, why don't we hit a quick break here, and then we can come back and get those text questions in or field a caller at 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group on WDBO. You're listening to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. Final segment here coming at you live. 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326. If you want to help us close up shop here, 844-580-WDBO. But in the meantime, let's go back over to Joe and Denise, and let's go to some of these text questions that we got. Our first one here, over the age of 59 and a half and want to start doing Roth conversions from my traditional IRA. I just recently opened a Roth IRA to do the transactions. Can it withdraw the earnings from the Roth immediately, tax and penalty free, because I'm over the age of 59 and a half? Great question.
Well, Chris, yes and no. The Roth IRA must be in place for 5 years before you can withdraw the earnings without paying taxes on them. However, because this person is over the age of 59 and a half, he or she will not be subject to the 10% penalty. So that's where that's at.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that we look at when we do financial planning. We have this great software that allows us to do these what-if scenarios and to show you where your tax bracket is and how much you can absorb in doing a Roth conversion in the 12%, the 10 or the 12% tax bracket before you bump up in the 22. And we're going to be doing more and more for these clients as we're doing reviews, looking at where they are, what the projection is, and how much they can convert this year and still keep them under that 22% threshold. So what you don't want to do is, our first caller, Bill, was wanting to know about doing a Roth, or I guess he wasn't asking about Roth conversions. We were just talking about doing a Roth per se, but you want to be careful about, if you can do the conversion, that you don't trip yourself up and end up paying. And the only way a Roth conversion works is if you convert the entire amount into the Roth. In other words, you take $100,000 out, and this is what people do, is they take $100,000 out, withhold the taxes, then only end up with $78,000 to go into the Roth. Mm-hmm. So you're down 22% just before you even start. What you need to do is have the whole $100,000 go in and pay the $22,000 of taxes out of other money. And people don't know that or don't understand it, but that's...
Or they may not have the funds to do that.
Well, then you shouldn't do it.
There's a lot to it.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you run the numbers, you'll never catch up if you don't pay the taxes outside of the Roth money.
Very true. And, you know, I received a phone call this week, and it's a very simple question that I received, but actually, how does the IRS calculate when I'm 59 and a half? I mean, you know, you think the person out there is like, well, what does that mean? I'm 59 and a half. So basically, 59 and a half is the age you can take withdrawals from your IRAs or traditional IRAs, your 401ks, 403bs, and et cetera, without paying a 10% penalty. So think about it like this. It's the actual date 6 months later after your 59th birthday. So having said that, if you turn 59 on April 1st, then you'll be 59 and a half on
October 1st.
You got it, right? If you turn 59 on October 9th, then you're going to be 59 and a half on
March 9th.
April 9th.
April 9th, like I said. April. May, no, not March. March.
October, November, December, January, February, March, April.
Oh, April.
How many fingers does it take CFPs to fit? No.
Okay, if you say so.
So, but having said that, yes. I want to bring up another situation that people need to be aware of. For those people that basically, again, the IRS stipulates a 59 and a half age for you to take out penalty-free withdrawals. There's such a thing as a rule of 55, okay? And basically it allows a person who leaves their employer in the year they turn 55 and leave their plan with the employer, that person can make withdrawals from that plan without that 10% penalty.
Still have to pay taxes.
Absolutely. But that's something as well, because it's not, you don't have to be 55 or turn 55.
Right.
It's just in that year that you turn 55.
Right.
So that's a significant thing too,
exactly.
I think.
And these are some of the things that our listeners need to be aware of as they're, you know, some of them are getting early payouts and so on and so forth. You got to be careful, because you walk into some of these investment firms and say, well, let's roll it over to an IRA, and they roll it over into the IRA and they've lost that opportunity to get out the money before 59 and a half without the 10% penalty, and they may need the money.
Yeah.
So here you are at age 56, you need some of the money, I got to get out of my IRA. But gee,
guess
if I left
what?
It in the 401k, I wouldn't have to pay the 10% penalty. Why didn't that guy tell me that? Oftentimes because they don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get that.
So you got to be careful out there, folks.
A lot of stuff to think about.
A lot of stuff.
And that's why we're here.
That's why we're here. And by the way, Rodney Ownby is in our office right now. So if you have any questions about anything that Denise and I have talked about today, if you want to ask Rodney about his upcoming workshop, because I think Rodney is doing that one on July the 24th, everything you want to know about mutual funds and didn't know who to ask, that'll be at our offices in Altamont Springs from 11 to 1. He's going to serve a lunch. Rodney, if you didn't hear me now, you're going to be serving a lunch.
how did the first one in person last week go?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Yeah, the people love the office and the state-of-the-art audio-visual equipment that we have in the Learning Center. It's a very, very good environment. We encourage our listeners to come on up and see us. We're right there on Douglas Avenue, right off of I-4. So go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. You can make your reservation right there. We hope to see you. And by the way, happy Independence Day to all of our listeners.
Happy 4th.
Happy birthday, America.
Absolutely. Another fantastic show in the book here. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO.